McGrath. 10 past 8, the morning show with Greg Berg is next. Support for the morning show comes from Carthage College, where students can conduct NASA research, produce an original play, or join an in-house marketing agency as early as their freshman year. More information is available at carthage.edu. And we welcome you to the Tuesday morning show on WGTD. I'm Gregory Berg. I had to think for a moment about what day of the week it is, because it's
they
sure do. And especially because today is an exciting day as we welcome into our studios, first of all, Brian Albrecht, the president of Gateway Technical College, for his monthly visit to the program. And sitting right beside him in our studios, Dr. Debbie Ford, Chancellor of the University of Wisconsin Parkside, along with Robert Dukoff, who is the provost at UW Parkside, and Zena Haywood, who is the Executive Vice President and Provost at Gateway Technical College. And we're going to be talking today, and we'll begin that discussion in just a couple of minutes, about a very exciting new partnership that has been forged between Gateway and the University of Wisconsin Parkside. Again, we'll get to that very shortly. But first, Brian Albrecht, we welcome you back to the program, and we're glad to see you.
Thank you, Greg. It's always a pleasure to be here, especially on a bright, sunny day. Does it feel good?
Absolutely. They don't get much better than this. I know that one of the things you wanted to be sure to highlight is that the month of November is tied very much to appreciation of the veterans among us.
Yeah, absolutely. We celebrate Veterans Day, of course, on November 11th, but here at the college, we use the entire month to honor our veterans. And we do it all year long, but we really highlight it during this month. And just some really amazing service that not only our staff, but our students that have served in the veterans community kind of highlight their success in college, but also their success and commitment to all of us as they continue to protect and serve. I do want to just mention two things. We have this special day called a cut-a-thon, which is haircuts that we provide free for our veterans. But during that experience, we're also doing a donation collection. And three of our staff members that are veterans have been growing a beard for well over a year. So they're quite lengthy.
Oh my gosh.
And they're auctioning them off. So the campus that donates the most supplies, they're going to shave off the beard of that gentleman. So, you know, November, no shave November to support veterans. All of those proceeds go to our Veteran Services Club. And then we'll have a special event on November 9th where we have special recognition awards that we give to veterans that have provided additional service here on campus. So just a big salute to all of our veterans and a thank you to them and their families for the continued service and support.
Excellent. I'm so excited to hear about the autonomous vehicle partnership. This is, of course, one of the new big things that's so sort of dazzling and disconcerting, I suppose, to a point as well.
Well, I can't take you for a ride then, and we're going to have to jump in there sometime this spring. We'll do that, okay? That
right.
Will be fun. Maybe we'll broadcast one of the programs from the autonomous vehicle.
We could do that. That would be great.
We'll put that on the agenda to get that done. But yeah, just a few weeks ago with Mayor Corey Mason, the University of Wisconsin Madison, the U.S. Department of Transportation, and of course our robotics partner, Perrone Robotics, officially launched the Autonomous Vehicle Partnership. It's a research-based project in which the vehicle called the Badger will be located on our Racine campus, and we'll be partnering with our students and our faculty and the University of Wisconsin partnership in order to continue to collect data, information about the use of autonomous vehicle technology, whether it's in the automotive sector, the aviation sector, or as we see now, even in the commercial sector. So I think it's going to not only provide a great venue for our campus, but for our entire community and the entire region to better understand the impacts of technology in the transportation sector. I know Racine is really a strong advocate for the Smart Cities Initiative, and University of Wisconsin Parkside has partnered with the City of Racine as well to build out some programming and awareness events for our community. We do believe that there are going to be some amazing career paths and new jobs in this industry. So Gateway is proud to be a partner with the university and with the city to help build out some capacity in that space.
Thinking ahead, which is one of the things Gateway is really famous for, with good reason. Finally, I know you want to talk a bit about dual credit registration. This can make such a difference in students' lives.
Oh, it's so important. And we've highlighted a few times on the program, and this is where students at the high school level would be taking college-level courses to better focus their career path, number one, to give them some experience what college is like, number two, so they have confidence in progressing off to a university or a college campus. And then third, to really have an economic impact. So keep college affordable, reduce the cost and the burden on families to get to college. And with that experience and some college credits in their pocket, it's more likely that students will make their choice to move on to a post-secondary. And we want to keep them in our region. So whether they go to Carthage, Parkside, Gateway, or any of the other great institutions in Southeast Wisconsin, a lot of times just having that little bit of experience and that exposure to a college faculty member and understanding what study skills are like and what it means to be an independent learner. This year alone, Gateway served over 5,300 high school students with dual credit. And if you add in our youth apprenticeship programs and some of our contracted services, like over at Lakeview or over at the Real School, those are special programs that we run for the Racine District and for the Kenosha School District, it tops over 7,000 high school students taking college courses. And we know that many of those students would like to stay in our home community because there's great jobs like robotics and automated vehicles and the cool programs that we all train in here. So dual credit, big shout out to our new student specialist team. They work hard on all of this. We had a big event for our school administrators 2 weeks ago, and we're able to celebrate the success that each college is having and the success that our partnering high schools are bringing to our students.
Very good. Before we get to talking to our special guests, who we've already briefly introduced, just say a word about why these important people are gathered around this table right now.
I feel really honored, and this is quite distinguished. We should take a picture of this right here, because for over 2 years now, we haven't been able to be in the same room together. As you know, COVID's had a big impact on all that, but I am so honored and proud to be able to bring this topic to the discussion to our community today on the show, because it's so important for the future of Southeast Wisconsin. We're going to be talking about the advancement of the Associate of Arts and the Associate of Science degree pathways, which are brand new to Gateway starting next fall. We have been working toward this goal for several years now, and it took a great university partner to help extend their olive branch to us, and Chancellor Ford has been so committed to the overall success of students throughout the entire region. And you'll learn about the process today and how this all evolved, and the goal is to take those high school students that are going in dual credit, enroll them at Gateway or Parkside, and build an articulation arrangement so they can transition directly in from an associate degree into a bachelor's degree, and just create more options and more pathways. That's always been a focus for us in the region, but for the first 110 years of our existence, we were only available to offer the Applied Associate Arts degree, Associate of Science degree program. So there's history, there's politics, there's legislative requirements, and through a partnership, we were able to beat all of those challenges and now begin to offer some new services for our region.
Jump through those hoops.
There you go. Right?
There are many of them. So we're glad that we have with us again Zena Hayward, who is Executive Vice President and Provost here at Gateway Technical College, and from the University of Wisconsin Parkside. First of all, your counterpart, Dr. Debbie Ford, the Chancellor of Parkside, and Robert Dukoff, who is the Provost at Parkside. Again, we welcome all of you to the morning show. Glad you're here.
Good morning.
Chancellor Ford, you're absolutely right. We haven't seen each other in person in quite some time, although we spoke repeatedly via Zoom during the COVID-19 pandemic. Give us an update briefly, I'm afraid, on how Parkside came through this challenging period with the COVID-19 pandemic and how things are going now as this new year is underway.
That's great. Greg, thank you so much for having us here today and having really me back on your show. It's always great to be with you. And I also want to say thank you to my colleagues here. And what we will talk about today is really groundbreaking for our region and for our institutions and most importantly for our students. And so I really look forward to that discussion. But before I say a few words, I do have to do a few shout outs, of course, to Brian and Zena and John Thibodeau here at Gateway, who led the process for the Associate of Science and Associate of Arts degree programs. And at UW-Parkside, certainly Rob, our provost, Gary Wood, our vice provost, Deanne Pacell, our vice provost for student success. It was really a team effort. It was visionary leadership and a commitment to student success. So really want to recognize them. But your question is about, you know, how UW-Parkside is doing today. And I would say we continue to excel and really live our mission each and every day. And we, like our colleagues here at Gateway, are still responding to COVID-19. But as was reported last week, we have worked really hard to make sure that our students let us know that they indeed are vaccinated, and learned yesterday that 76% of our students are now vaccinated. And later this week, our colleagues at UW System, under President Tommy Thompson's leadership, will be drawing the names for the $77,000 scholarships across the UW System. And I'm not exactly sure what our percentage of those scholarships will be, but there are going to be a few happy students at UW-Parkside when they receive those. But most importantly, it's about the health and safety of our campus. Also, during the pandemic, and really shortly thereafter, in May of 2020, 18 months ago, we started on a number of construction projects. So $54 million worth of construction projects are either in process or have been completed. And so I invite all the listeners to come and check out some of the changes at UW-Parkside. And then, of course, a few weeks ago, we celebrated the naming and really the opening of the Callahan Family Student Success and Learning Commons. So a lot happening at UW-Parkside to enhance the learning environment and improve certainly student success. And then, Greg, you and I have talked a lot about commencement ceremonies and how do we celebrate commencement. Well, I'm proud to let the listeners know today that we indeed will be back in person for the December 2021 commencement on December 18th, and we will be in the newly renovated DeSimone area, and it is indeed another record-setting class, and this is due to our growth in graduate programs. So now graduate students make up about 18% of our student enrollment. Wow. Again, that is a credit to our very innovative faculty and deans for adding a number of graduate programs. And so very proud of this and how we're offering advanced education at UW-Parkside. But certainly today, we are here to talk about our great partnerships with Gateway Technical College and creating more pathways for students to not only earn their associate degree, but earn their baccalaureate degree. So it really starts with great partners. So, Brian, thank you.
Well, Chancellor Ford, I just want to say thank you to you and your team as well. I'm so glad you acknowledged everyone. And I have to say, and this is my 15th or 16th year here at Gateway, and under Debbie's leadership, our partnership has never been stronger. And I'm so proud of the fact that she's always thinking about what's in the best interest of students and how we can collaborate between our two systems and take advantage of the resources that our communities provide for us. And so I just want to give Debbie a great big thank you and congratulate her on her leadership and success over at UW-Parkside. And I do encourage our listeners to do a drive-by, stop in, take a look. It's an amazing university right here in our backyard.
Absolutely. And your leadership, of course, Chancellor Ford, extends also to a regional level with your involvement in this thing called HERA that I know you have talked about, and President Swallow over at Carthage as well. Just a real quick word about why you want to extend your leadership in that way.
Well, certainly the Higher Ed Regional Alliance, which is the alliance of 18 colleges and universities and 10 community-based partners in Southeast Wisconsin. And again, it is about leveraging the collaborations and the partnerships to enhance student success, to make sure that our degree programs serve the students and our industry, business, community, government partners, and then providing better bridges from higher education to what is next for our learners. And so very proud of those opportunities. And I would say that here in our neighborhood, right, we are so lucky to have the best of higher education. We have a quality two-year partner, an outstanding four-year partner at a private institution, Carthage College and Herzing University, and then, of course, UW-Parkside as a public, affordable, quality four-year option and beyond. So I always talk about how UW-Parkside was built on collaboration and partnerships, and I believe the Higher Ed Regional Alliance is another example of that, as we not only extend our reach, but really extend our impact for students and really the graduates of the future.
Hmm. Yeah, I think what's so cool about it, too, is we get to know and hear what's going on around the region, so best practices out of different colleges and universities. They're all uniquely different, so you can't just pick something up and cookie cutter it, but you get ideas, and the goal is to make sure that the entire region, all of Southeast Wisconsin, creates greater alignment and access for students. So Debbie's a real leader in that area.
So it takes, takes those monthly breakfasts that you and the Chancellor, President Swallow have and just extend them a little further. Terrific. Zena Haywood, tell us about this fall semester at Gateway Technical College. How are things going?
Well, good morning, Greg. There's an exciting times at Gateway, and exciting things are happening this fall, and especially the topic that we're talking about this morning with the two new program areas. We had our first annual Strengths Week with various activities last week, and we are a strengths-based college, and what that means is we provide opportunities for staff and students to do what they do best every day. So we welcomed also 101 Promise students this fall, in addition to the 687 former and current Promise students that we had. We also added 15 SC Johnson STEM scholars this fall. So we're excited about that STEM program that we launched this year. We are supporting our students through the pandemic with emergency funds and vaccination incentives. So a lot going on this fall. We also received a federal Title III grant where we were supporting our efforts in improving the first year experience of our students and also work-based learning and retention. We also have more traditional face-to-face classes than we had last fall. It's great to see so many faces back on campus. We're preparing to offer a standalone LPN program this coming this spring, and also opening a new building in Racine, the Lincoln Center for Health Careers on our Racine campus. So in addition to what the three things Brian mentioned this morning, there's a lot more going on, and I could go on, but I'm going to stop there.
And there's no doubt that she could. I'm telling you, when I meet with Zena, there's always a list. Let's try this. And it's always amazing to watch our community evolve, and then to know that Gateway is able to evolve with it, offering new programs and services. And like I mentioned earlier, just the dual credit, but now the extended into the Promise program, and now the adult program into the Parkside Promise program. And there are a lot of ways in which people can reach higher education in Southeast Wisconsin.
Fantastic. Such an exciting thing. For those of you just joining us, today is the monthly visit of Brian Albrecht, the president of Gateway Technical College. With us in the studio as well is Zena Haywood, who is Executive Vice President and Provost here at Gateway. And from our neighbors to the north, the University of Wisconsin Parkside, we have Dr. Debbie Ford, the Chancellor, and Robert Dukoff, who is the Provost at Parkside. And we are talking today for the next few minutes about a very exciting new partnership between Gateway and Parkside with the development of an Associate of Arts and Associate of Science degree pathways. So first of all, Zena Haywood, explain how these new degrees are different from degrees that are already offered.
Okay. The two new degrees that Gateway will offer are the Liberal Arts Associate of Arts, or AA is the short form, and also the Liberal Arts degree Associate of Technical, the Liberal Arts Associate of Science degree. So currently our technical diplomas and degrees are degrees and what Gateway currently offers. There are three main differences in the two areas. So first, the two new degrees are a new credential that we're going to be offering. And it's prior to the approval of these two degrees, we currently offer and we will continue to offer pre-college credentials. So we also offer a GED and the high school equivalency diploma. We offer short-term certificates. We offer technical diplomas, which typically are completed in 1 year or less and require very little or no general studies courses, which are science, communications, social and natural science, and world languages. And we also offer and will continue to offer Associates of Applied Science degrees, which are different from AA and AS, which are really the majority of our programs. Generally, they are 2 years to complete, mostly hands-on technical career courses, and about 23% of general studies. The Associates of Arts and Associates of Science degrees are two new types of credential. Not just two new programs, so actually two different new types of credential. You'll notice that the word applied was not in the description of what those degrees are. So they are very different, and they're less hands-on. The curriculum of the second thing is the curriculum of the two new degrees include mostly general studies, where the current degrees we have do not have a lot of general studies. So in addition to the general studies that we offer, there are also humanities and physical education that are required in these two new programs. And that's where our wonderful partners come in, because we currently don't offer those two types of classes. So the courses are also, the programs are considered transfer programs or parallel programs, and that they are considered to be equivalent to the first 2 years of a four-year degree. So some of the courses will actually be UW Parkside courses and actually taught at Parkside to get the Gateway degree. The traditional program-to-program or course-to-course articulation agreement is really not necessary, because it's already set up as a transfer and parallel program. So the big difference is the amount of general studies, where they'll be taking some of those courses, and the outcome of actual transfer.
So the balance between general courses versus really specific courses, that balance is different with these two new degrees, tilted more towards the general.
Correct. And they can take some technical courses as part of their electives, but the majority of the courses, the program is general studies.
Right. And then it's set up to be, you start here at Gateway, you finish at Parkside.
Correct.
Right.
Yes.
It's kind of like that junior college transfer type of many years ago. In fact, unfortunately, for many years prior to now, students would have to leave our region. They could go to the College of Lake County in Illinois, or maybe Milwaukee Area Technical College to take those liberal arts degree pathways. So we would see young people leave our communities in order to get the education they wanted. No longer do they need to do that. They can stay right here, take the courses in partnership with Gateway and UW Parkside.
Let's pull in Robert Dukoff again, who is the provost up at the University of Wisconsin Parkside. Maybe you can tell us from your perspective what kind of a difference this is going to make in terms of students and how this is going to work for the typical student pursuing this.
So I think the short answer, Greg, is that more of them will earn their degrees, and that's the why behind this for us. And I think the aha moment was when we first saw data that showed that the students that have been transferring from Gateway for many, many years were not graduating at the same rates as students that were transferring from other two-year colleges. And and so we knew right away that there was a better way, and there needed to be a better way. And we have evidence from just a little bit further north, from Milwaukee Area Technical College, that offers the degrees that Gateway is about to add, the AA and the AS. And they also have the degree that Gateway currently offers, the AAS degree. And so they shared data with us on their transfers to UW-Milwaukee, and the same pattern emerged. Students that transferred from MATC to UW-Milwaukee from the AA or AAS program graduated at much higher rates and went in much greater numbers. The reason behind that is because the AA and the AS degree are intended to transfer to a bachelor's degree. Not everybody wants a bachelor's degree. Not everybody needs a bachelor's degree. But for students for whom that makes sense, that's the right pathway. And so what it will do is it will save students credits. It will save students money. It will save students time to their degrees. And at the end of the day, more of them are going to achieve their educational goals. More of them will therefore achieve their career goals. And that's the business we're in at UW Parkside and at Gateway and all of us in higher education.
It's a lot of A's and S's to remember. It's the AA, Associate of Arts, Liberal Arts. And people would associate that with, oh, that's a broader educational experience, so transfer makes sense. Same with the Associate of Science, Liberal Arts Transfer Agreement. So that'll extend our engineering portfolio opportunities, our healthcare portfolio opportunities, and create even new pathways beyond that, I'm sure, for students going into baccalaureate programs and then post-baccalaureate programs at UW Parkside.
Wonderful. So I have a feeling a lot of people can chime in on this, but we'll start with Zena Haywood talking about the process that was involved in putting this together and getting it approved, especially approved from the various boards of directors and regents and trustees and so on that have a hand in this. What was this process like?
Yes, it is a very involved process, and it would not have happened without our partners at UW Parkside. They were absolutely essential in receiving approval from the UW Board of Regents. Because of the support and quality and reputation of Chancellor Ford and Provost Dukoff and the collaboration on the development of the proposal between Parkside and Gateway staff, the approval process went pretty smoothly. One of the first steps in the process of new program approval in the Wisconsin Technical College system is we had to create an ad hoc advisory committee. And Parkside was right on board with that creation of that committee. In fact, we talked about wanting to do this before we even did that first step. So there was collaboration and approval, if you will, from the two colleges right up front. So one of the first steps in the process of the new program approval is to create that committee, and included in that committee, we had key UW Parkside and Gateway staff. And as Dr. Ford mentioned, our assistant provost, Dr. John Thibodeau, was the leader of the project for Gateway. And this committee outlined which courses would be included in the curriculum within required mandates. They created the crosswalk, of course, equivalencies between the two institutions, an MOU was created. They also developed the processes for implementation and sustainability and how that would happen, and prepared all the necessary documentation that is involved in going through the program approval process. The first approval was from the Gateway Board. And so the Gateway Board approval is required because we have to seek approval from the Wisconsin Technical College System Board. So our board had to approve it before it could go to our board. And normally that's the end of our program approval process for our traditional technical diplomas and the AAS degrees that we offer. However, with the AA and AS degree programs, by state statute, there's also approval required by the University of Wisconsin Board of Regents. And so our accrediting body also has to approve it, which is the Higher Learning Commission, which also is the accrediting body for UW Parkside. They also have to approve new programs, and they also have given their approval for this program. So it is a involved process, and it's exhausting, and we had to give testimony before the Board of Regents. It was just it was a great process to actually go through an experience.
Yeah, absolutely. The old story, you know, there's a lot of cooks in the kitchen, and there were a lot in helping make this successful, and it's going to be an amazing display, I think, of collaboration and spirit, because many of the courses, as Zena mentioned, will not only transfer, but students will be taking programs and courses over at Parkside, so they'll gain that experience, that familiarity with the campus life. Students at Parkside can take courses at Gateway and gain that familiarity and zero in a little closer maybe to their career path. And I think it's really going to change the way that we continue our support for our community.
Mm-hmm. Anything you want to add on what this process was like?
Well, I just want to recognize that it truly was a process, Greg. And again, thank you to our partners here. And thank you for the willingness to roll up our sleeves and really dive in deeply in looking at our curriculum. Where do we have the alignment? What do we need to do differently? How do we leverage the strengths and the assets that we have within our faculty and our really student support services to make this happen? I can tell you from the questions from the Education Committee of the Board of Regents, they were very interested and very supportive of the partnerships that we have here with Gateway Technical College, and they see this as a way to further enhance pathways through higher education for students in Southeast Wisconsin. And it was a team effort, and I don't even want to count the number of hours that have been tallied to get us to this point, right? Mm-hmm. And so this is a huge milestone for us to be able to receive all of these approvals. But now is when the work really begins, the next level, because to make this an actuality and to make sure that these pathways are accessible for our students and that our students are indeed enrolling in these programs. So let's move on to the next phase, right?
Right, where the real fun starts, yes. Chancellor Ford, We have talked before on this program on any number of occasions about the really strong collaborative spirit that exists between Gateway and Parkside and Carthage. And it's the kind of thing that it bears repeating because it should not be taken for granted. And it's certainly something that is not evident in all communities. There are many scenarios in which schools that are in the same community see themselves much more as competitors than collaborators. And that's just not the way it is here. And it hasn't been that as long as I can remember. I mean, it's this remarkable collaboration has been vibrant. How do you see it in terms of being mutually beneficial to all three institutions and maybe even more importantly, to the community at large?
Yeah, well, that's a great question, the importance of collaboration and partnerships. And it goes back to my first month at UW-Parkside. Mm. Both Brian and Greg Campbell from Carthage College were among the first to reach out and welcome me. I think even hosted a lunch. And then we had our regular sort of breakfast meetings and still do those. Obviously, we do that through the Higher Ed Regional Alliance. So it starts with us getting to know each other. And I think the key here is that we're willing to learn from one another. We're willing to link and leverage our faculty and staff, our learning communities, and really access amplify the assets that we have as institutions of higher learning and really, really help to increase educational attainment. And I want to give you one specific example of how collaboration works. And it's not from us as campus leaders, right? Because it really starts, and the success of the AA and AS degrees will be with our academic advisors and with our faculty. But one quick example, a few weeks ago, UW-Parkside, Carthage, Gateway, and Herzing all came together to host a series of career fairs. And so the career fairs happened to be hosted at UW-Parkside. But when you walked into the student center, if you were an employer, if you were a student looking for an internship or for a job, there was a table for Gateway Technical College students. There was a table for Herzing students and a table for Carthage students. So, and greeted by advisors and career development specialists from our partner institutions. And they talked through the process. And then students would go upstairs to the ballroom and meet with employers. And this is good not only for the students, but it's good for employers to see that we're working together to make sure that the students of our region know of the wonderful opportunities for them to advance their careers and really give back to the community in these joint career fairs. And so it was a great day to be able to see this happening, and employers are saying thank you.
Yeah, that's a great example. And I think it just highlights the fact that there's so many different ways in which young people and adults receive their education today. And we learned it through the pandemic with new technology and delivery systems. But creating that spirit of collaboration allows students to start thinking about multiple options for higher education and really kind of designing their own pathway. Mm. And so it's just great to see that level of support and encouraging everyone to think about what their life's work is going to be. And we always used to talk about lifelong learning. Now it's just, you know, life's work. We're going to continue to learn and educate ourselves in many different ways, and I'm just so proud that we're able to do it in partnership with our partnering universities and colleges.
Absolutely. Robert Dukoff, again, is the provost at the University of Wisconsin Parkside. It's one thing to be collaborative in spirit. In fact, you know, it's one thing to sit down and have breakfast and talk about collaboration. It's another thing to actually enact it and implement it, as Chancellor Ford said a little bit earlier. Tell us about some of the challenges that are involved in actually making, for instance, a collaboration between Parkside and Gateway actually happen. What are the kind of things that happen that probably the typical student never even sees, but is essential to making this a reality?
So one thing, Greg, that I was reminded of in this process is that we've been working together, teams from Parkside and Gateway, for several years. And this idea to create new programs at Gateway was not the first idea. And there were many meetings where I left and I asked myself, well, what did we really accomplish today? But I think, like in any relationship, right, if you stick with it, then some of the possibilities get realized, and this is an example of that. We worked for several years before really creating a change to the structure of our university system here that's really going to benefit students for a long time. Nothing's guaranteed, and so there are always going to be challenges. I can mention a couple of things that we're going to work on together that are going to be important. So imagine a student that starts at Gateway, and that student is asked, well, what's your interest? So some students are going to say, well, I think eventually I want to earn a bachelor's degree. Some students will say that. So we have to first identify students that have that interest, and then Gateway and Parkside collaboratively need to work in advising that student on what courses they should take, what their options are during their first 2 years at Gateway, and then after at Parkside. So that'll involve advisors from both campuses working together and making sure that we stay in communication with one another, we share information on students. I think another example that could be important in our community is that in Kenosha and Racine, fewer students go to college than in other parts of Wisconsin. And in Wisconsin, fewer students go to college than in other parts of the United States. And at the end of the day, post-secondary education is critical to prosperity and quality of life. So we all have an interest in encouraging more students to go to college. But when we talk to our communities about why you should go to college, we usually talk about it by ourselves as our individual institutions. I think there's a lot of possibility for Gateway and Parkside together to talk about the value of college and in a way that helps people understand that we're really genuine about what we're talking about, not just focused on our own institution. So I think there's a big opportunity there. And then Zena mentioned another opportunity, and that will be for Parkside to offer some of the courses in the first 2 years that Gateway isn't currently staffed to offer. We're prepared to do that if that would be helpful. So we'll need to make sure that we stay in touch on what courses Gateway's going to offer, when they're going to be scheduled, if they've got any gaps, how we can fill them to make sure that students have access to that clear pathway all the way through.
Those are excellent examples. Rob, that's really great because when you think about the messaging around higher education and for Gateway, for many years it's been about the job connection and our partnership with our employers, which is essential. And a lot of students choose Gateway because they're trying to get the technical skills for that job to improve their lives. But there are many students that say, how do I go beyond that and how do I transition into a baccalaureate degree? And we know there's just as many job opportunities with a baccalaureate degree. So building that consistent message so that people know they don't have to start over. They can take what they've learned and they can apply it to the next level of where they want to go with education and proceed in their life's path, whether it's advancement in their career or whether it's just something that they want for self-fulfillment to accomplish a goal.
Yep. I want to add to that because I think one of the things that we're fortunate here in our region that many, many of our students are the first in their family to choose to go to college and be that start here at Gateway Technical College or at Carthage or at Parkside or Herzing. But for us, and many of us are first generation college graduates, and we want to pay it forward. And I think we cannot underestimate the real value of higher education and how it has transformed our lives. And I think that we not only have a responsibility, but really the opportunity to provide these opportunities and these pathways for students across this region.
Very well said.
Yeah, we just did a quick survey recently on that 50%, half of the students at Gateway are first-generation college students.
Wow.
Including myself. I was a first-generation college student.
Me too.
So it's a different experience, and that level of support. And I think Rob mentioned it, bringing our advisors together to help explain how the systems work. Just like Zena explained how the process was to get this program approved, that can be challenging for students in how do you get into college and how do you become successful in college.
For sure. Zena Haywood, you spelled out when you were talking about these two new degrees all that Gateway already offers and that will continue to offer. Mm-hmm. And so it ends up being this incredibly rich array of possibilities. How do you see this new liberal arts degree complementing Gateway's occupational degrees, the thing that I think a lot of people still think of first and foremost when they think of Gateway? Do you see these as competing with one another or as complementing one another?
Well, as has already been talked about, it's all about access. And Gateway has known to be access institution. In fact, we take students where they are and get them where they want to be. So we have open enrollment. So if an associate's degree or four-year degree is what you want, you can start here and get there. And so that's really what it's about, access. And no longer will our citizens and our communities have to go north of us or south of us, even in Illinois, to get associate's degree in liberal arts. Now they'll be able to get it right in their own community. So we're really excited about that. We also have found that our recent 2020 graduate follow-up study showed that over 21% of our students are at Gateway to start to pursue further education. So we know they want to go to higher education, and we want to provide a smooth pathway for them to do that. So we also think these two new programs will have a positive impact on our diversity efforts. Right now, 40% of our students are students of color. And so we know they're interested in transfer and getting liberal arts. So we think that will boost those efforts, especially our English language learning community is really interested in liberal arts. So it also will support our low-income students. The reason it'll support them is currently you have to declare a program to receive financial aid. And if you're interested in a liberal arts degree or your ultimate goal is transferring to Parkside and you want to have a degree in biology, well, we don't have a technical degree or AAS in biology. So they'll choose a degree that they're really not interested in just because they need the financial aid. Wow. So now they'll be able to say up front and declare, I'm here to transfer to Parkside. And we'll say, that is great. We have a degree for you. It's totally financial aidable, and it'll give students more access. We'll have more graduates and more completers and more bachelor's degrees and more people out in the workforce. So it just makes sense to add these two degrees to our portfolio.
Yeah, win-win-win.
Absolutely. And I think part of it is that it complements our occupational training program. So we will still have that as a core element of our mission. Our goal is to make sure that, as Zena mentioned, many pathways, short-term certificates, one-year diplomas, two-year associate degree, liberal arts transfer. There's a whole portfolio of ways in which adults and youth can access Gateway services.
Fantastic. Chancellor Ford, as Zena was just saying, this is so much about access. And, of course, ultimately what we seem to be talking about today is making higher education itself more accessible to a wider range of people. What kind of a difference does that make?
Great question. And I think first and foremost, partnerships and academic pathways like the AA and the AS will help us to increase access. And as Rob shared, the college going rate of students in both Kenosha and Racine is lower than the rest of the state and actually has declined significantly during the pandemic and something that we need to pay attention to. Also, the educational attainment rate, our fellow citizens with either certificates, associate degrees, or baccalaureate degrees is a little less than the state and the Midwest. And so in order to be able to make sure that our region continues to thrive, we do need to increase that. You said just over 50% of your students are first-generation college students at UW-Parkside. It's closer to 60%. And we, too, share in that having a very diverse student body where 37% of our students identify as students of color. But we also know by looking at our data that they're not succeeding and graduating at the same rate as their white counterparts. And so we are fully committed to helping all of our students to be successful. And I think programs like this increase access, open doors of opportunity, and really will help us to serve the citizens of this region. And so I don't think it gets any better, but there's going to be a lot of hard work ahead, but a lot of opportunities as well.
And I think just three of the first early messages I received when the press release went out that this degree was approved were from Waterford School District Administrator, Elkhorn School District Administrator, and Union Grove School District Administrator. So K-12 schools, counselors and administrators and teachers understand that creating as many opportunities as we can for young people changes the discussion that we have with families, including the students themselves that are taking the programs, but their families also, because they're making time sacrifices, investment, financial financially in order to help support their student as they continue their journey. And I just really believe that this new partnership degree pathway is going to change the way that our community talks about Gateway, thinks about Parkside, and how these relationships continue to work and grow. And I look forward to the next, you know, 5 or 6 years as it unfolds and we have graduates walk across the stage that have gone through the transfer program, and we'll all be celebrating in the new facilities over at the arena at UW-Parkside.
Excellent. Zena Haywood, if people want more information about what we've been talking about, I assume that it maybe, although they could reach out to Parkside, maybe it makes more sense to reach out to Gateway since that's where this pathway begins. But how is more information most easily accessed?
We are working right now on when we'll be able to actually take admissions, and our team is working diligently on that. So we're hopeful that information and the ability to actually apply to these programs will be soon, because we do want to start them in the fall. But our website, you can check out our website, call our 800 number, and you will get all the information that we have right now on these programs. We know they will be offered on the Kenosha and Racine campuses, and also online, and we will offer some courses also on our Elkhorn campus. And so we're looking at where we're going to be offering, and again, we have to talk to Parkside about, you know, the classes that we don't offer and how we get those scheduled in, but hopefully within the next few weeks we will have a lot more information.
Very good. And otherwise, if people want to reach out to Parkside for more information, where does
our
it make sense?
Admissions is the right place, Greg, and that's on our website as well.
Very good. Well, what an exciting day this was on the morning show today to have so many bigwigs in one room talking about something so tremendously exciting. Dr. Debbie Ford, Chancellor of the University of Wisconsin-Parkside, Robert Dukoff, the provost there, Zena Haywood, the Gateway Technical College Executive Vice President and Provost, and of course, President Brian Albrecht here at Gateway. It was great to have all of you here. This was just tremendously exciting, and thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We want to remind you that the morning show airs every weekday morning between 8 and 9 o'clock. The program is archived on our website, wgtd.org. Just click on talk, and it's also available as a podcast. Look for The Morning Show with Greg Berg. It's 3 minutes before 9 o'clock. Tomorrow on The Morning Show, Mark Strauss and his wonderful memoir called One-Legged Mongoose, his memoir of growing up in New York City in the 1950s, which among other things includes a harrowing account of his encounter with polio. On Thursday, we'll talk about the newest new play to be done at Carthage College, part of their new play initiative. Also a promotion of the documentary airing on PBS Friday night called The Oratorio that recalls one of the most memorable nights of music making in New York City all the way back in 1826, 195 years ago, the very first time that most New Yorkers had ever heard operatic singing within the boundaries of New York City. A wonderful film, which we'll be talking about also on Thursday's morning show. The morning show again airs every weekday morning between 8 and 9 o'clock.